She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
Well, you know, as I say, we should all be our own PCPs, right? Our own primary care providers, primarily in charge of taking care of ourselves, right? Well, I am so excited. This segment, I have got a guest for you that has done that, and then some, around the topic of cancer. Her name is Tamara St. John. I'm so excited that she is here with me. She has a brand new book out called Beat Cancer Now. And Tamara, I just want to get right to it. I want the listeners to hear your story. You're such an inspiring example of how you face your health issues, take complete control, and take care of yourself with your knowledge. And you're also spreading it to other people to help them do the same.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it's my pleasure.
Let me just You want me to just go in and tell my story? It was in 2009 when I had found, you know, the lump on my breast, and it was visible, and it was very itchy at the site on my left breast. And then at that time, I was finishing my master's degree, so I had a month to go. So I kind of put it on the back burner, but deep inside, you know what it is. And sure. So I knew what was going on. I knew it was cancer. My mother had breast cancer also, like 30 years prior. So at that point, I just kind of paid attention to graduating with my master's. I had also lost my job within that month. So within that four-week period, while I was graduating, it had spread to my lymph nodes. So I had 5 to 6 lymph nodes underneath each armpit, which were swollen and visible. By now, everything was throbbing and painful from underneath my armpit all the way across my chest area, my breast, and very itchy at the site of the lump on my breast. And so I didn't have insurance. I didn't have any money. So I didn't really have a choice to go. And I'm glad I didn't, because I would have made the wrong choice. I would have went and gotten surgery. So, you know, I just prayed to God, and I was led immediately to the Budwig protocol from Dr. Joanna Budwig, who's a German biochemist and pharmacologist and also a doctor. And I was led to that, and I immediately started that, and it started working within weeks, and I did thousands of hours of research.
Right.
I also did a lot of experimentation on myself and put together, you know, how to detoxify your body properly. And
so this is
also
I don't mean to interrupt, but this is fascinating, because so it's basically fate. I mean, you kind of knew you were in this position. You had some family history of it. You're going through a master's degree, you've lost your job, so you've got stressors that are high. You sort of are putting it off. And then when you knew the rubber met the road and you were diagnosed, you really didn't have any funds to actually get proper, quote unquote, proper care. So would you tell the listeners a little bit? I know you've done so much research about the Budwig protocol, about what you started and actually what was entailed in that?
Yeah, the Budwig protocol is an emulsification of cottage cheese and flax oil. And Dr. Budwig had discovered that the, you know, cancer is caused by a nutrient deficiency, obviously. So, and it's a deficiency of good fats. So by emulsifying these two things together, it created a sulfurated protein, which actually permeates the cancer cell wall, and it infuses oxygen into the cancer cell and the good fat there, you know, thus reversing the cancer naturally. So that started working immediately on me, and then I mixed in the, of course, juicing, detoxification, and the enzymes, as well as apricot kernels, and then some exercise. And within 3 months, I had gotten the epidermal growth factor receptor rash around my neck, which is indicative of HER1 type cancers, non-small cell lung cancers, and advanced breast cancers. So from that point, I did more research and talked to some biochemists and doctors, and also other cancer patients who had had the rash. And they said that that's just cancer detoxing from my body, and it would be there as long until the cancer's gone. My rash lasted over 7 months. So it was, you know, there was nothing you can do to get rid of that rash. Where Western medicine will usually give you a pill to suppress that rash, you actually want to let it go through its process, because that's detoxifying your body of cancer. And you can't possibly have an epidermal growth factor receptor rash unless you first have cancer.
Right. So that rash was an expression of the work that was being done and stimulated from the work that you were actually taking your body through. And so without surgery, without chemotherapy, without radiation, alternative methods, proper detoxification, great nutrition. And you wrote a book about this then, yes?
Yes, I did. It's called Defeat Cancer Now. You can get it on my website at tamarastjohn.com. And that was just detailing every single thing that I did, how to do it properly, because I was writing all of this down as I was going through it. So it took 3 years to write the book because I was so sick. You know, I was sleeping up 16 hours a day and up to 21 hours a day, and then I was in a brain fog the rest of the time when I was awake. You know, and those of you with cancer out there know what I'm talking about when I refer to the brain fog.
Yeah, and not only the brain fog, and I with all due respect, because as far as I know, I haven't been diagnosed with cancer, and I don't have active cancer cells, I mean, that have expressed themselves in a tumor anywhere, but, and people just know when they start to initiate a detox in general, how fatigued they can get. But because you, in what you've done and what you instructed your body to do, your body is working hard, and I think that sleep is imperative. It's just imperative. That's amazing. It's just amazing.
It's really imperative to know how to detox your body properly, because if you're not detoxifying all those poisons from your liver and all the toxins from your liver, you can die. And, you know, I was at that point, at my deathbed at one point, and plus, it's also important to know how to detoxify your body, because if you don't detoxify right, or if you're detoxifying too quickly from cancer or other things, then it can cause other problems as well. So it's very important that I have a chapter in my book on how to detoxify your body properly also.
Bless you. And that's, you just give such great tidbits of information, because that's right. That's basically, I've told people this in my practice many times. So phase one of your liver and phase two, phase one would be like you going around your house and grabbing all the garbage from the garbage cans. Phase two is the garbage man taking that away. And if you don't, as you say, properly get phase two going, all that phase one is going to build up. You're going to not feel well at all. And you also are going to cause probably more damage. And so I'm so appreciative that you chronicled your story and your experience. And the biggest thing, Tamara, is that you're getting it out there for other folks. You're making their healing journey a lot easier.
Yeah. And I wish I had all this information when I was going through it. And unfortunately, you know, all the books that I had read on this subject, the majority of them are written by people that never had cancer. So it was completely different from what actually happens. And, that's what made it so difficult. So that's why I chronicled, you know, not just how to get rid of the cancer or what I did and exactly what I experienced. So other people are like, you know, I've had other people tell me, oh my gosh, I had that rash too. I was wondering what that was. And, you know, things like that, things that you don't find out about from other people unless they've had cancer. So it was very, I think it's important to find information from people that have went through it.
That's, well, and people can now, on your website, it's Tamara St. John, and that's without a period, correct? So just Tamara St. John.com. Okay, without the period.
Yeah, T-A-M-A-R-A, S-T-J-O-H-N.
Okay, .com. And then you've chronicled your experience and the information in a brand new book called Defeat Cancer Now. So listen, listeners, you can be your own primary care provider just like Tamara did. It was a twist of fate, no funds. She said she might have made that wrong decision in getting surgery and conventional, which, you know, it's important to understand. And I say I support people's choices, but you are such an incredible example of this. And I appreciate you being here. I appreciate you sharing this information. And I wish you so much. Thank you, Tamara. Tamara St. John, Defeat Cancer Now at TamaraStJohn.com. You can follow Radio MD at Your Radio MD on Twitter and on Facebook. All right. This is Dr. Holly Lucille.